It's time for a national look inside the NFL with a guy who still has KC barbecue running through his veins.
I babied a pork butt.
He left in 07, but due to a technicality found in his contract, he's back as our NFL insider.
I am broken!
He brought you the Cover 3, his one big thing. A whiz wagon, a weather robot, and he loves ribs.
You suck the meat right off the bone.
Live from New York City, it's the captain of the mothership. His mother named him Damon, but we call him D.A.
D.A. of CBS Sports Radio, of course, 610 Sports alum, joining us, brought to you by Ag Power John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power, and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. D.A., before we get to football, LeBron becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer last night. I actually was more surprised that they got Kareem to go to the game.
Yeah, Kareem has been somewhat critical of LeBron over the last few years, but I thought, you know, Kareem is so cool. He's such a cool customer. During the game, he's not getting too hyped up. He's just kind of sitting there chilling. Uh-huh. And then when LeBron did it, you know, he did smile, and I thought it was a good move by LeBron, isolating a moment to give a standing ovation to Kareem, who's an incredible ambassador for the sport. And so all told, it was a feel-good spot where it didn't necessarily have to be, except for Anthony Davis, which was not a feel-good spot.
Was Kareem the guy that was an airplane? Is that the guy we're talking about?
Yeah,
he played
guy.
Basketball?
Yeah, he did. He did.
He was a hell of a pilot.
And piloted a plane.
Yeah, not just a great actor and comedian. He actually was decent at basketball.
Huh. I had no idea. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Yeah, the Anthony Davis thing, I mean, come on. Is that too much overanalyzation, though? Or is that what we want nowadays in sports coverage?
You know, I wouldn't think it was that big a deal, except for every other one of the Lakers was standing at the moment and then immediately rushed onto the court. And AD didn't either. So either he was totally oblivious to the moment or might have been sick and tired of the song and dance leading up to that and just didn't have his heart in it. But either way, if you're AD, don't you just have to kind of act like you're into it? Seems like just a bad move because you know it's going to be dissected.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you're right about that. Nowadays, everything is
everything. It's great about the NBA.
It is, though. It's the
perfect
soap opera, right?
If he was up clapping, it wouldn't, you know, it'd be, this is better. Now you've got Rift stories that carry on for the next month or so. It's perfect.
And, I mean, there has always been this idea that LeBron's been frustrated by AD for not being completely committed like he is, always being injured, having to constantly kind of poke and prod him. So this would speak to that if it was real. I mean, it is possible that he was just oblivious and just didn't notice that it was happening. But it certainly lends some fuel to the fire of there being a resentment maybe that AD has been pushed so hard by LeBron and maybe at times been very frustrated that LeBron has been doing that.
Well, and I also think, though, too, you know, LeBron may be unfairly asking people to do stuff that they're not capable of doing. Like, he's one of the greatest of all time. He's one of those athletes that says, well, I need 35 points, and I'll go get you 38 points. You know, like, he's got the ability to do that. Patrick Mahomes is another guy that has the ability to do that. Those guys are few and far between. So to expect out of your teammates to deliver what you do every night that you play or when you take a day off because you're too tired or whatever,
load management
day, I think that's really, really, really irresponsible on the part of a star athlete to expect everybody else to be at the level that they are because, quite frankly, nobody can.
That's true. But we do have to remember who AD is supposed to be. And AD was a member of the 75th NBA All-Anniversary team. So is he one of the best 75 players ever? If he is, and he's in his prime, it shouldn't still fall on LeBron to be the engine every single night, which it seems to be. It feels like AD kind of coasts and floats in and out every so often of really taking charge. I think that would be where frustrations would lie, that at this point in LeBron's career, AD was supposed to be allowing LeBron to kind of like parachute it, and instead the roles are reversed.
DA of CBS Sports Radio joining us. How did your last isolation retreat go? Did it go well?
You know, my problem with this is that, number one, why is Aaron Rodgers still doing spots 5 weeks after his season ended? There's nothing to talk about. Well, your season's over. The Chiefs are playing. Mahomes is playing. The Eagles are playing. Hurts is playing. You're not. there's nothing for you to say until you make a decision. And then finding silence, groundedness, spirituality, isolation in a world of noise, putting down your phone, getting just to where you are personally centered, makes tons of sense. But the people that really do that organically don't tell everybody they're doing it. It's like the people that tell you how generous they are. No, the most generous people don't have to tell you because they're just generous. And that's just always the thing with Rodgers. If Rodgers wants to do it, do it. But making it like, oh, this is my thing, I'm going to let everybody do know that I'm doing it because, like, this is how I should be looked at and viewed is just so obnoxious.
All right, let's
Sounds like you need an isolation retreat, a ground.
Yeah, maybe you do. Go into your hole and never come out.
It's been 30 degrees and overcast for 2.5 months in New York City. So, yes, I need an isolation retreat.
DA with us here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, it's Wednesday. We're getting closer and closer to this game.
But far away.
But still very far away. I just feel like this is the Chiefs ball game, man. Like, I come down to head coach plus quarterback, and that is so overwhelmingly in favor of Kansas City. How are you feeling on a Wednesday about this one?
I think the Eagles roster top to bottom is better, but I'm with you. Coach and quarterback, heavy advantage Chiefs, and experience, heavy, heavy advantage Chiefs. And that's what I would lean on here. I think the last two seasons where they lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, when the offensive line was a disaster, and the Brett Reed accident certainly took some life out of them, distraction, whatever that was, tragic set of circumstances to happen, to the family, to the little girl, and then to navigate that, I think, threw them off. And then, of course, having a 21-3 lead last year AFC Championship game, and they thought they were cruising to another Super Bowl, and they let their foot off the gas, and the Bengals blew by them. And I think this year has been Mahomes specifically capturing that which they think they have lost. And I heard something from Mahomes this week that really had me pause. And he said that he felt that this year, because they lost Tyreek Hill and he had to get other guys involved, was a better version of himself than he's ever been. And it forced him to be a better version of himself. And so maybe in previous years where he took things for granted, maybe in previous years where he perhaps improvised a little bit too much, perhaps previous years where he just assumed it would be fine, this year was different because he had to lock in differently, be a different type of leader. I just trust that in this spot. And I like Jalen Hurts a lot, but I don't know if I can trust Jalen Hurts in season number three in the fourth quarter down three. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can trust Nick Sirianni in the Super Bowl, you know, when everything's on the line. I know I can trust Patrick Mahomes in this situation if everything around him just doesn't collapse. So I like the Chiefs in this game. I don't think it's a big spread one way or the other. I think it's a relatively close game, but I just trust the Chiefs' experience and the we're here to finish what we lost the last 2 years and have Mahomes at a different level of Mahomes. I give advantage Chiefs.
And I think it's big, too, from a legacy standpoint for Patrick Mahomes.
And Andy Reid.
And Andy Reid as well. I mean, Mahomes wins this DA. He becomes only the 13th quarterback to win multiple Super Bowls and immediately is in the conversation of greatest of all time. I don't want to hear about Johnny Unitas and people who came before the Super Bowl era. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter to me. I'm looking at the Super Bowl era. He becomes one of 13 human beings in the history of the world to have won multiple Super Bowls as a quarterback, and he's better than a good majority of the people that have multiple Super Bowls. Wins.
And I don't even think we need to talk legacy yet in terms of a whole career where he ranks all time. I think it's about this moment with this Chiefs team. Of course, as we all know, they've hosted 5 AFC championship games. That's nearly impossible to do, to be in 5 straight championship games. If they leave this half decade with only one ring, it is a disappointment. It leaves mm-hmm. a void. It does feel like it wasn't mission accomplished. And so this game is the difference between feeling really good. I mean, you got 2 rings out of 5 years. I think, you know, Chiefs fans would feel good. I think Reed would feel good. I think Mahomes would feel good. You know, there's always the moment that you wish you could have back. But I can tell you from talking to guys that were on that Greatest Show on Turf team, every one of them that I've ever spoken to, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Orlando Pace, Kurt Warner, they all remember the loss of the Patriots far more than they celebrate the win over the Titans. It's like, we should have had 2. Look at the Seahawks. One of the reasons that whole thing broke apart was because they didn't close the deal and hand it off to Marshawn Lynch, where they could have had two. When you miss on opportunities with a really good team to win multiple rings and you walk away with one, it never leaves you. And I think that has to burn in Mahomes, and it has to burn in Andy Reid, and it has to burn in the guys that have been there for the last 4 years, that this is the chance for this group right here to live in a different level of greatness than just a one-time champion. And I really think they'll harness that on Sunday.
Our guest predictions brought to you by Ag Power, John Deere, and Papa Murphy's. So are you going Chiefs?
Yeah, going Chiefs. I'm thinking it's a four-point win. I'm thinking like 31-27 Chiefs.
31-27.
That's the over.
That would be the over.
Yeah, Cheffers is reffing 10-2 is the under. 10-1 is the under in games with Cheffers.
That's gonna it's going to be 10-2 now.
Yeah, the Cheffers thing worries me. But,
yeah.
You know,
he sucks.
The Chiefs winning a Super Bowl, if you're worried about scripting for the NFL, is not a bad thing for the NFL. Crowning Mahomes as the heir apparent to Tom Brady with multiple rings is a storyline the NFL could get behind.
Ooh, I like that.
I wouldn't be. I'm not too worried about that.
That script.
Like where you're heading.
Yeah,
DA, enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
See you, bud.
DA of CBS Sports Radio and 610 Sports alum as well. Don't forget that. Yeah, the legacy, that direction.
They can now crown officially Patrick as the next.
DA dropping by, brought to you by Ag Power John Deere. Experience all the John Deere has to offer at Ag Power. And by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. I do like that could outweigh.
Yep. I do like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No chance the Eagles win this game.
Or what's best for Carl Cheffers.
Right. What's best for the league is for Patrick Mahomes to win.
Should.
When does Carl get his sit-down from Raj? Is that Thursday night?
I don't know when that happens.
Is that like in a four-day hole with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I would think.
Like, does Cheffers have to go in that hole if he doesn't make the Chiefs win?
I think that would be a dark room. It should be. It's a Super Bowl edition of These Stories Is Real with Dan Israel next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Don't miss the Chiefs Red Half Hour every weekday starting at 11:30 on Cody and Gold on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose. They keep
you pick the music on Way Back Wednesday. That's how it works at 913-586-7610. Tag your name so you get the credit.
Our good friend Debbie in Belton wanted a little Dancing in the Moonlight.
Good call, Debbie.
She qualified for that Chris Jones autographed jersey along with 9 other people.
There you go. Way to go, Debbie. It's a really good song. Love it.
Andy and Patrick both addressing today. I guess they're probably one of the few that has to go today.
Haven't they addressed like the last 3 days? How much more do we need of the same? Like, how's your ankle?
Ankle's fine. Going to be close to 100%.
All right, let's go. Let's
Andy
play.
Andy said they did a fast practice on Monday, and he looked great.
Oh, a fast practice. Well, Is that like a Disney World where you pay extra?
Yeah, with more pace, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Yeah, everything's fine now.
I'm not worried about it. I'm done with the lead up. Let's play the game.
I know. I'm telling you, Thursday night football would be perfect.
It would be. It honestly would be, Josh. And then everybody could have Friday off.
Yeah. Or we could all, continue, just keep it going on Friday. And we all, do the shows and do everything on Friday. And
right.
We just keep it going.
Keep going all weekend long. Yeah.
Just keep going and do it that way. So, yeah.
No, I think you're onto something. Everybody's talking about moving the Super Bowl to Saturday.
Let's play Thursday.
Let's do it Thursday and give everybody Friday off.
Let's play Thursday.
That's a great idea, actually. Thursday night Super Bowl, Friday national holiday.
Even Al Michaels would do that game.
I don't know about that.
We'll see. Time for a little These Stories Is Real.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
These Stories Is Real.
Focus and finish.
With Dan Israel.
That game will forever stick in my mind.
The longest tenured member of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Indeed he is. Brought to you by Physician Aesthetic Specialists. Little Super Bowl stories with Dan. The NFL spares no expense except for maybe the media.
I attended a party at Super Bowl 50. It was the commissioner's party, Roger Goodell, right? I walk in, first person to greet Lynn and I was Roger Staubach. That was fun. So we had a conversation that was like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm hearing this. But the whole night goes on and on, and you know, the people are eating these, you know, fancy buffets and everything. And they had a band that night to play to entertain people, and the band started, and nobody was really dancing or paying attention to the band. They're all kind of just sitting at the tables, you know, conversing. And that's when I realized the band was Maroon 5.
They didn't just have a band. They had a band.
A musical act.
So yes. I walk up to the stage, and there's like six of us there that realize this is Maroon 5 performing, and the rest of the crowd is just oblivious to it. So afterwards, Adam Levine comes off stage, and I said, so is it interesting to play for this kind of crowd? And he goes, some gigs you do for love, some you do for the money.
You pick which category that, that's right.
He didn't tell me which was which.
Happened to be. Yeah. All right, the two Super Bowls, though, did have a major contrast. One was a full stadium, and the other one was cardboard cutouts for about half the stadium. So that, they weren't quite the same.
That was surreal with, you know, crowd noise, and it was really the people that were responsible for putting the stadium together had to go through literally in every seat, if not every other seat, and wire tie or scotch tie these cardboard cutouts. And it was very cool where the cardboard cutouts were somebody like a, you know, a military person that they were trying to honor. But it was still a cardboard cutout, right? And so none of the crowd noise was there. I mean, there were very few people there. You could barely hear. Most fascinating thing, though, I loved about Super Bowl 55 in Tampa was around the lower seats, because nobody was there, they had placed these huge ribbon panels that would show up, and they were big. I mean, they would probably take up 8 or 10 rows of the first 8 or 10 rows of the stadium. And they were made from what would be about a notebook-sized LED module. And it was just module after module after module put together. It's a little like brickwork, right? Well, the television director for, I think it was ABC, came in and they did a shot at night, and he didn't like the way it looked. So the company that did it had to send off to Europe to have these different modules come in. They're flown in, and every one of these little bricks had to be replaced. A crew of like 3 or 4 people spent 4 days doing nothing but unscrewing these modules and plugging in these new LED modules just so they'd look a little different on the TV, the overhead shot for TV. It's fascinating. The jobs you don't even know exist, right? And that's at every level, from popcorn down to, you know, people who wrap cords.
You mentioned the broadcast vantage points from both of the Super Bowls were both from the corner. Miami was actually a press box, though, correct? Unlike Tampa, which was a Home Depot special.
Yeah, in Miami, it was just an end zone suite that had been converted to a press box. The glass didn't open there either, which was really strange. We felt a little disconnected from it. That and the fact that all of the action was a good 100 yards from us. It was a weird game. But then in the next year was the COVID year. And so Mitch had really spent the whole year, Mitch Holthus has spent the whole year calling the game off of a monitor. And he kept gravitating towards the TV because we were in the end zone. They had taken what is, if you can imagine, at Arrowhead, the concourse, and put us at one end of the edge of the concourse, and they had built a stage up so that we could see over the concrete wall. And it was just totally, you're right, a makeshift Home Depot effort. We barely had lights in there. We barely had power. There were no circuits run for our audio. Everything had to be like hand done in the week prior to the game. And then we get there, and of course we're in the end zone, where if you know the Tampa Bay, the Raymond James Stadium, where the pirate ship is, we're in that end zone. So that was lovely, because every time that cannon goes off, you know, 4 of us had to change our underwear. It was quite the day. But I think the worst part about the Tampa game was it was a home game for the Bucks, and so they win. we like to never got out of there, man. I mean, we were in our van and we were trying to get out of there. And I mean, literally, fans didn't care. They were out celebrating. We finally got back to the team hotel probably about an hour later. And it Tampa looked like a war zone, man, like something had gone crazy in the downtown. It was just fireworks and litter from on all the streets. But I would have appreciated that being in a neutral location, that's for sure.
The good news was that the Tampa home announcers had the same bad booth we did.
Yeah, right next to us.
They had to abandon their normal home to acquiesce to the NFL.
And there's these little things that, you know, fans and listeners might not realize, but when you're on a concourse like that, I think the nearest bathroom was a floor away, is, you know, probably 10-minute trip.
We had to get permission to knock on the door of a suite for them to let us in to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we finally got. And it was at the point where we realized, okay, either Mitch is going to have to do something creative here or he's not going to make it to the bathroom back and forth. So, yeah, that was an interesting day for sure.
How much work would... Because we eventually want Kansas City to host the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Whenever new stadium with roof comes to play. You mentioned all this space that's taken up immediately around the stadium. Not to freak everybody out about parking, but how much real estate does that game envelop versus a game?
It's you can't even imagine. I mean, it's really phenomenal how many people come in and how much equipment's brought in. I mean, the equipment truck compound itself, a normal game is probably 4 or 5 semi-trucks. Sunday night football is probably 8. I would say the Super Bowl is going to have 30 trucks there, 30 semi-trucks. Where are you going to park all those trucks, right? So, yeah, it's the logistics are almost incomprehensible. I think in a new stadium, if Kauffman weren't there and they rebuilt Arrowhead next to or on the existing side of Kauffman, you'd have all of that ground. I would say probably 3/4 of it or more is going to be taken up by non-parking. So that gives you an idea of how much stuff would actually be on site. The real problem, though, is hotel space, because you have, you know, probably 100,000 people that are coming to town to actually attend the game between, you know, the people that will go to the game and they bring their spouse. And then you have another 150,000 people who just come for the week prior for all of the events that are around that. And so you have 250,000 people descend on your town. I know when Jacksonville in particular had it, they had to bring in cruise ships just to put people in, right? Which might be difficult for Kansas City. I don't think we can pull that off. But
you don't think we can bring in some like river cruise boats and have them sleep on the Missouri?
You know what? It's possible. So we'll see. I'm always amazed. I always hear about how short the hotel space is in Kansas City, yet that Adams Mark across from the stadium sits empty. So I don't know. But hotel space would be a definite issue. I also think the logistics of, you know, all of the events, Radio Row, for example, and you know, some of the opening night ceremony stuff, those all have to be planned out and coordinated, and you're traveling back and forth. I don't know where they would hold those. I would assume some are probably Crown Center-ish, some are downtown. There's a lot of travel that are involved there, too. So you need the rental cars, the Uber service, the taxi service. All of that gets just over the demand for it's overwhelming for a week, and then it goes away.
We got time to plan.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to have a new airport, so that's good.
Dan, finding that silver lining on that whole thing.
Absolutely. And what happens during the Super Bowl week is people come in from all over the country to do these jobs. Our friend Marge, who works out at the Royals, is down in Phoenix right now volunteering as a you know, like a person that's going to help you find your whatever it is at FanFest or whatever. You know, people come from all over the country and they volunteer to do these activities. I remember years ago being at the Super Bowl in Tampa and talking to some people there. They're like, yeah, we came in from Alabama. We drove buses in from Alabama or wherever they were from to fill the need. So it's not like, oh, we don't have enough buses in this town or enough of this in the town. No, all of that stuff comes in to Kansas City.
And then if there aren't enough hotels, we can put them on the river. I like that perfectly.
I think it's really good.
Why not?
Build some hotels on the Missouri and let people float down. Yeah.
Yeah. Float trips.
Yeah. I like it.
A one-of-a-kind experience.
Come
for
really
a float
is.
Trip and like a tent at the side of the Missouri River.
Yeah.
Why not?
Fantastic.
A lot of bettors may be believing that leaked Super Bowl score. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT every Monday at 2:15 for an exclusive one-on-one interview on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Kind of know what age group you're in.
Yeah,
you request yours. Some music on a 913-586-7610 on the way back Wednesday.
I tell you, the 80s were the weirdest decade of music
tag
ever.
Tag your name if you had your Duran Duran poster on your wall, and you get the credit.
Not me, no. Duran Duran, man, that fits right into Foghat, right?
Absolutely.
Who was the guys with
that's later than Foghat.
Later than Foghat? Yeah. Was Foghat the 70s? Are we sure about that? Yeah. The 80s was weird, man. It was the weirdest generation. It's the Aaron Rodgers of music.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Our buddies.
Who had Duran Duran on their wall?
Our buddy True Green Thumb.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, there
you go.
I would not have thought that was coming from.
He's about our age.
Well, age I know range. He is. He is. I just thought it was.
You thought he was hipper than this?
From any female in my class. not True Green Thumb. That's
which
all.
Duran did you like better, Duran or Duran?
Yeah. I think it was Duran. I think was my favorite. But then some days it was Duran.
Yeah,
so could be. That's what was weird.
And then some days it was both.
Yeah,
he's got to be really upset they got rid of Kyrie off his team though in Brooklyn, right? Kevin Duran.
Yes, he's very upset about this. Now he is hungry like the wolf to win alone.
So he went from singing to playing in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which Duran was he?
The third one.
Oh, okay.
The forgotten one.
Duran?
It's like the Shemp of
The fifth
Durant.
Stooge. Who was the fifth Stooge? Shemp, right?
Yes.
Mo, Larry, Curly, Bill, and Shemp.
Yeah. And Duran.
Yeah.
Roberto.
Roberto Duran.
Is he Kevin's father?
Yes. That's correct. So I guess this is happening. The leaked score is getting people.
Oh, God, is it? I'm not going to lie, Josh. I died when I saw this.
This is from Ben Fox, who covers gambling for
something.
VSiN? I don't know what
VSiN.
VSiN. It's the one that Brent went to. I do know that.
Probably.
Five most bet props at BetMGM by ticket count. One, Travis Kelce first TD.
Yep. That's plus 650.
Plus 650.
Now, that's first TD in the game. That's not first chief. That's first TD
that's
in the
not any
game.
Time. That's first TD. Kelce, anytime TD.
That's minus 125. Not great odds on that one for you.
Result of the coin toss is third. Tails at minus 105. And I think the other day was 70% or something, more than 70% were on tails.
Mm-hmm. We want to lose the coin toss, though, because the last 10 teams that have won the coin toss have lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, my. No, we want to win and defer like always.
And
then the number four most bet right now at BetMGM. Eagles 37, Chiefs 34, correct score, 80-1.
People are hammering
it. That was the leak that Pro Football Reference had, the leaked page that we told you about earlier in the week.
That's right.
The fourth most bet. Exact score, Eagles 37, Chiefs 34.
Josh, more people are betting on that than Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Think about that for a minute. More people are betting on that leaked score than for Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is Miles Sanders over 59.5 rushing yards. That's minus 115. Not great odds on that, but if you want to take a bet.
And then one of the comments I liked on this one was, is the Kelce anytime touchdown either Kelce? I believe it's probably Travis Kelce.
That would be good.
Be good.
But you do have to be specific.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
What if he falls on a ball in the end zone and the only Kelce to score is Brad Kelce and not Travis? What are you going to do?
You mean Duran Kelce.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm sorry.
The other one's named Duran.
I'm being serious. They need to specify that.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm guessing the Ben, this guy who typed it up, probably just didn't. Probably just left that out. But yeah. I'm sure it's Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
I hope so.
I would think.
But that Eagles 37, Chiefs 34 correct score at 80-1 hammered.
It would be a funny bet if there was an any time, any Kelce touchdown. You know,
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Phrase it, phrase it that way and have it. Then encompasses both.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Encompasses both of them or both Kelce's to score a touchdown, like plus 1,000.
Jeez.
I saw one the other night and I'm glad I didn't bet it because I would have lost it. But it was Jack Hughes for the Devils, the first goal of the game. You want to talk about some great odds? Plus 900. He scored the second goal of the game.
Oh, of course.
He had the second goal. First goal for the Devils, but second goal of the game. And I was like, oh, my God, how close that would have been. You bet $5 on that, you're cleaning up. That's a nice payday
That's why they build these casinos.
That's exactly right. But, man, plus 900. So you see some of those plus odds, like Travis Kelce first TD at plus 650. I kind of like that bet.
But if the Eagles score first,
then it's over.
You know what I mean?
Right,
Those are makes them fun
right.
and tough.
Because the anytime touchdown at minus 125, I feel like the anytime touchdown is free money. He's getting a touchdown.
Yeah, who gets the first one?
But who gets the first touchdown?
Like that guy, that dude that rolled the dice on in the playoffs. Remember, they had the first touchdown.
Yeah, that guy.
The first touchdown bat's going, and he hit all but one.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. With all the winnings that I'm going to take in tomorrow night when Patrick Mahomes is crowned the MVP, I think that's what I'll use to bet on my Super Bowl bets.
Well, it's tomorrow's
honors night.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So a couple people do have both Kelces. There's a prop bet for both Kelces to score plus 20,000.
Both to score at plus 20,000. Wow.
Yeah. I got plus 20,000 at FanDuel Eagles 37, Chiefs 34, $5 free bet. There you go.
If Jason was not a center, wouldn't the odds be better? Like, if he was a guard or a tackle, you thought you might have a chance.
What if they make him a tackle eligible and put somebody else in there?
I know.
Like, that's the new Philly special is Brad Kelce catching a touchdown pass.
Jason.
Whatever.
The other one. Yeah. Duran.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would do that. If I'm Nick Sirianni, why not?
Yeah.
And then what if Chad Kelce scores and Travis doesn't? And then he's got a Super Bowl touchdown? And what if the Eagles would have won that game? You can't go home ever again if you're Travis. Hey, dude, I'm a lineman. I scored a touchdown, and we beat you. You didn't score any touchdowns in the law. Like, you can't go home to that.
I don't know if they've been asked. I don't want it to be asked. I'm done with the questions. But by the way, Patrick Mahomes looks like he was like that anywhere but here look about him today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is the third straight day that he's taking questions. He got that look now. Like,
he's ready
enough.
To go. Yeah.
But I don't know if the Kelce's been asked on it. But when you have like a home side bet to this one, if you're them, like,
well, you can't bet if you play in the NFL.
But if I win, every time I go home, you're doing the dishwasher.
Yeah, you know you're unloading the dishwasher because that's the worst check task.
You're unloading the dishwasher, or you're mowing dad's lawn, or whatever. You have some kind of thing where you're picking up the dog poop or whatever whenever they go home, you forever have that.
Dude.
You will unload the dishwasher for every meal we have at our parents' house for the remainder of time. I think that'd be awesome.
I think that's good. I do like that because nobody likes unloading the dishwasher. Yeah. It's like the least liked thing to do in the house.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take that long. I've timed myself. I can get the dishwasher unloaded in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
that's including silverware.
Yeah, silverware, okay.
Because the silverware adds to the time.
The silverware.
That's the pain in the butt.
Silverware.
The silverware sucks. It's the worst thing to do. It's awful. I got the silverware. But the plates and bowls and stuff, I can get all that emptied in about 30 seconds. Because there's been times where I've warmed up my lunch or whatever in the microwave. You put it in for 2 minutes. I see the dishwasher's there. And I play a little game. Let's see how quickly I can get this done. What can I get done in 2 minutes? I've unloaded the dishwasher and got the coffee pot ready for the next morning in under 2 minutes.
It's a great drill to do, too, when the kids are whining.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're going to spend this whole time whining. Watch this. Boom. On the clock. Go. Done.
And I'm done. You're still whining.
You could have had this done.
Yeah. And they still don't get it. It's unbelievable. They whine at 16 and 15 still?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
When does the whining stop?
Does it?
I was asking a friend the other day, and he's like, about 22. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, had an age for it.
I'm like, 22, okay. All right. Still got a while, but, yeah. I said, I think my question was, when do they get it? when do they get it?
Nah, see, I disagree with that because even at my age, I still don't get it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's probably a male-female different answer, but, yeah.
I don't think we ever truly get it. And if you do feel like you've gotten it, Josh, then it's probably time for 4 days in the hole.
Like it's time for an isolation retreat?
It's time for an isolation retreat. Because you think you got it all, you don't. Go for 4 days and think about it. And you realize you don't have it.
Yeah. Isolation retreat's a good band name, too.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good band name.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it.
Like when Patrick wins the MVP and the Super Bowl this weekend and they ask him where he's going, he should say, I'm going to an isolation retreat. Mm-hmm. That would be the greatest mic drop ever.
Yeah, I'm going to go where Aaron's at, in that house.
And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my, my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things, my future and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave.
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah. Is it just you in there? And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
it's 4 nights of complete darkness.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Awful.
That sounds terrible. Yeah, it was Rogers on the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they went in on it, though. That was good. That was really good by those two. There.
Oh, God, yeah.
Excuse us. What are you doing?
You're going to a what now?
Are you going to wear a diaper? Are you wearing a diaper? Are you going to eat anything? Are you bringing an iPad or anything?
What do you think he's going to eat?
Can we get a hold of you? Oh, berries and nuts. Come on.
Grape nuts, like a box of grape nuts. There's not going to be anything. Get enough fiber. He'll probably eat a few sticks.
You don't want fiber if you're just in a room by yourself for
and
4 days.
And if you do poop in the bucket, does somebody empty that?
Probably after the 4 days. No, he said there was a bathroom.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a room with a bathroom.
Gotcha.
You know he's going to wear the diaper, though. That's just who he is. It's what he's about. Then he's going to come out and tell us that he wore the diaper.
I think he wears nothing. I think he just hangs out with his being.
With his what?
His being.
Oh, his being.
Oh, being.
Oh,
being.
Oh, okay. Not his being or anything. Being.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
He's a weirdo, man. Like, that's weird. And if I'm some of these teams and I'm looking for a quarterback... Number one, do I want a guy for potentially just 1 year?
All I can think of
And number two, like, he's not a mentor or a role model. And number three, do I want to deal with this?
All I can think of is Danica Patrick and Olivia Munn are going, whew.
Has anybody had more fiancés than Aaron Rodgers?
And probably, what's her name?
Blue Cantrell.
Blue Cantrell.
Blue Earth.
Yeah.
Blue of the Earth.
Blue of the Earth.
She's the only one that truly gets him.
Yeah. Totally gets you. She's Miss Lippy.
Because you thought
smearing paste on her
you
face.
You thought the actress one was close. Then you found out she's not even close to that level.
Who's the actress?
The one from she was not. All I think of was Matrix. That's not right.
I wouldn't have any idea because I don't. I'm not good with that.
That he was on the island with. You know, they went to the islands.
I thought that was Blue.
No. We had never really seen Blue.
Oh.
But he was with the actress.
He was with Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
He was with Danica Patrick.
Correct.
Why does everybody he dates, he proposes to and then never marries?
Well, because he's never gone to the isolation retreat to find out if she was the one, I guess. Okay.
Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley. That's yes. It. He was engaged to her as well.
You thought she might have been on the 11. You're like, not even close. And then with Blue of the Earth. And you're like, okay, it's probably more in the realm.
Yeah, Blue of the Earth is more of a...
Probably the closest thing to true understanding that A-Ron has had.
If you are the Jets, even the Jets, is that really the guy that you want leading your team for a year? Like, how is he going to make things better? You ain't winning the Super Bowl with him for a year. And do you really want Zach Wilson there learning? Like, he's got his own issues already. And Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be the mentor you want. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of feel like his options are limited. Like, you either go back to Green Bay for one more year or just bounce. But he's not going to bounce because Tom already bounced. And he doesn't want to go in with Tom.
No, no.
Like, if you're the Raiders, are you hitching your wagon to that guy for a year? What does a year get you?
Are the Packers waiting outside this house?
Is white smoke going to come up like the Pope?
Or will they just open the door and be like a huge smell and they'll be like, oh, he must be done.
You stink. It's just weird. Thank God we have Patrick Mahomes and not this guy.
He smells like patchouli and feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what a great combination that is. Incense, patchouli, feet, and Aaron Rodgers. Tell me about your foot odor, Aaron.
Oh, are you going to poop in a bucket or what?
Oh, God. I'd still want to know more about the menu.
Months and months and months, and it's coming up in a couple weeks.
So you walk into a room for 4 days, or is it a cave?
Where it's a room. It's a little house.
Fair question, though.
And they just kind of black out the window. Brrr, everything's dropped down. And then there's somebody like in there administering like sounds and what we're going through, options.
There's a two-way
mirror?
No, like a little slot that they'll drop in some food for you, but it's isolation and darkness. No, you know, no music, no nothing.
Are they is there a bathroom or you wearing a diaper?
I think you can wear adult diapers if you want, but there's actually a bathroom. Yeah.
It's weird.
It's bizarre.
But once he services, kind of like Puxatony Phil.
Yeah.
He'll find out what his team is.
One more year of nonsense if Aaron emerges from the cave here.
Yeah. I like that. That's such a great question, though. Is it a cave?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it'd be a cave. I don't know. It's just a house. Oh, okay.
Is it Alaska? Where are you going?
Can we get a hold of you? Is also the other good one. Like,
why announce this, though? Why not just go do it and then reflect on it in, like, August?
I don't.
You know what really helped me this offseason? I went in solitary for 40. He did who now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Basically, he's going to prison. Self-imposed prison.
Yeah. All right.
Probably not even three hots in a cot.
No cot there at all. Maybe not even a hot.
Sleeping on a rug.
That 4 days is going to take forever.
Yeah, it's definitely a rug.
Definitely a rug.
Yeah.
Is he going to wrap himself and roll himself in the rug like a
burlap.
Cigar?
He's going to lay down some burlap.
No pillow, just straight rug.
Yeah.
Burlap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With a bucket.
From the 816, if he goes to the Jets, Wilson will end up proposing to all his mom's friends. That is true. But Aaron doesn't speak to his mom, right? Like, he doesn't speak to his family?
I don't know who he speaks to. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, quite honestly, if that was my brother, I'd be like, all right,
here, whatever.
See
you. He's his own thing, man.
I'm going to be over here.
Yeah.
In the light.
I do find it very ironic that two teams he's linked to are the brightest two cities we have in America.
Absolutely. New York and Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the two most desperate fan bases.
And he's going to go in the dark.
So. Yeah.
Cool. Now, if you missed any of the show today, you can catch up anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. DeJuan Bonds dropped by the Barber to the Stars, Purple Label Barbershop. Talked about the Haas and the Mahomes haircuts and how those came about. Awesome story with him. We talked to Big Charlie's Saloon in Philly. How they're not going to be open for the game, unfortunately. But they're going to watch it there in Philly, in the heart of Eagles country. DA of CBS Sports Radio. Am I leaving anybody out?
Yes.
These stories is real with Dan.
Dan is real.
Yeah? Is that it? Much, much more?
Maybe.
A great way back Wednesday.
Tomorrow, though, we got Merrill.
Yep. Sproles in the backfield tomorrow on the show. Can't wait. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next live from Arizona on 610 Sports Radio.
Cooter.